This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Program rated PG
most of the time. Jennifer Horn is a little racy sometimes. Victoria and Kara have to calm her down, but she's here. Victoria's here, Kara's here, Doug is here, ready to get going. In a moment, as we yesterday, I think at this time, we were talking about using it or losing it. Remember, I was talking about physical and mental capabilities. There's a correlative here. When you use your physical strength, when you use your mental strength, you get more use out of them. Muscles are, as they're stronger, can do better, and you can do more with your body. Same thing with your mind. Somebody responded to that, and that was kind of fascinating, that people paying attention to how to make your body grow and your mind grow, and hopefully we're contributing to that. In a moment or two, or three or four, after Jennifer brings us up to date with the latest Don Lemon thing, I don't know, he's usually not calling attention to himself. Well, to himself, he kind of does with his approach to things. But we're going to visit Where the Sharks Are. Remember that old song, Where the Girls? No, it was Where the Boys Are. Connie Francis, Where the Boys Are. So I'm going to change that. Where the sharks are, and no one waits for me. So, shark sightings. All right, ladies, you're all excited about that?
I can't wait. Especially if there's a singing involved. Yeah, that's perfect. Right.
Yes, there it is. But does Don Lemon sing? Anybody ever heard him sing?
I don't know. He is singing now. He's denying everything that has been levied against him this week.
Charges against Don Lemon? No.
Really? Yesterday at this time, I don't know, things are heating up again, except now it's the, you know, more men behaving badly. Yesterday at the same time, we talked about Placido Domingo facing charges that he sexually assaulted people or used his power to get sexual favors from people for over 30 years.
Perverts in the world, really?
And do they all end up in Hollywood? That's a good question. I don't know, but
on television or in...
So the latest accusations are now being levied at CNN primetime host Don Lemon, who has denied all of this. He said that it did not happen. He issued a statement just yesterday about that. He was accused of very bizarre kind of sexually charged assault of a bartender in New York's Hamptons area this past summer. So... Well, it happened during the summer of 2018. The civil case was just filed earlier in the week, so that's why it's making news now. Dustin Heiss of Florida said in his lawsuit that he was living in the Hamptons and working at the Old Stove Pub during the summer of 2018. He said on July 15th, after closing, Heiss claimed he left with the owner and co-workers to party at another bar, Murph's Backstreet Tavern in Sag Harbor, where they saw Don Lemon. Now, he recognized him, so Dustin Heiss offered to buy him a vodka drink called the Lemon Drop. Get it? Because his name is Don Lemon.
Yeah. Got it, yeah. Okay.
Don Lemon declined the offer, but later approached Dustin Heiss out inside the establishment. Now, here's where I'll try to be as PG as possible. Lemon put his hand down the front of his own shorts and messed around for a little bit. Then he removed his hand and brought it up to the plaintiff.
This is what the guy alleges?
Yes. Then brought it up to the plaintiff's, Dustin Heiss, his mustache and under the plaintiff's nose.
Huh?
Right. He asked a crude question about Heiss's sexual preference, leaving him, quote, shocked and humiliated, according to the suit. Now, CNN denied Patrick Heiss's account. They said that he seemed to bear animosity towards CNN.
No, they weren't there.
The plaintiff has previously displayed a pattern of contempt for CNN on his social media accounts, which is what they said. The claim follows his unsuccessful threats and demands for an exorbitant amount of money from Don Lemon. Don categorically denies these claims, and he said that the matter doesn't merit any further comment at this time. In the suit, he also said that Lemon's off-screen demeanor was a stark contrast to the Me Too advocate he had often seen on TV. He said when the cameras were turned off, Mr. Lemon's actions are in stark and disturbing contrast to the public persona he attempts to convey. He denied going after CNN on social media, telling the New York Post, "I've never, ever ranted about anyone, especially a news station. I am a private, religious man."
I'll be interested
to see if they have any, like, receipts.
Are there any witnesses?
Yeah, witnesses, or, like, if there's proof that he was there, that they were both there that night, like, credit card receipts. I don't know. Because the weird thing is at the beginning of the story, this guy who was the bartender said he went into the bar, saw him, went to the bar, and was like, "Hey, let me buy you some lemon drops." And then Don Lemon... he was like, "No, I'm just trying to have a good time, man. Like, no thanks." So he didn't actually buy him any drinks. It just seems very weird that they would have that interaction, and then 5 minutes later, he would go up, stick his hand in his pants, and then rub his hand on his face. Like, what a weird...
So,
I don't know.
Is this a gay bar?
No.
I don't think so.
No. All right. So, I'm not a... There's nothing about me that thinks Don Lemon should be on television. I think he's a boob. But in this... Listening to this... And my own instincts telling me where there's opportunity, people take it sometimes. There's something else here, and it isn't necessarily Don Lemon. If this guy has shown, and I didn't know until I just said something about him having words or has been on Facebook with negative comments about Lemon and CNN. Okay, so two and two in my book still makes four. If he may be a lot of things, but I don't get from that explanation... that he is what he's been accused of.
I have never met Don Lemon. One of my close gay friends is friends with Don Lemon and has been out with him numerous times and said that everywhere they go, people constantly, gay guys constantly approach Don Lemon. And he rebuffs everyone. And he says, "Nope, thanks, I'm just here with my friends." Like, whether it's Easter Sunday brunch where he got approached by a bunch of people at a restaurant, they were all sitting at one table, and he said, people try to send him drinks,
gross.
They try to take pictures.
Gross.
What's gross?
Well, he's attractive.
He's an attractive guy. Leave the guy alone. Right. Well, I'm just saying, but what I'm saying is that I call BS on this story because this sounds like the beginning of this when Don says, "No, thanks, man. I don't need any drinks." That's what he always does. That's very consistent with the stories that I've heard personally from my friends. So the second half of this sounds like retribution. So it sounds like there's two different halves to this story here. The first half is very consistent with how Don reacts and says, "No, thanks." He never takes drinks from people because he's also concerned about being roofied, which I don't blame him. Would someone drop something in his drink?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's a concern that he has had, and that's totally warranted. So as a practice, he never lets anyone buy him a drink. So that makes sense. And then
What a shame. What a horrible statement.
I wouldn't let
society.
A guy buy me a drink in a bar right now.
I'm just saying that under the circumstances... What the hell's... it's like a world that's...
Well, that's
well look, a lot of people get roofied.
For forever.
It's been a problem for a long time, But I don't know. It just seems like the guy got rejected, and then he made up this story about this... Don Lemon, I don't know. I cannot even imagine him doing what he's accusing him of doing.
Not if he wants to keep his career intact. I wouldn't be thinking if you think about your career.
He has been described by my friends as so hyper aware of his surroundings because it all affects his career and his image. I just can't see him doing that in an open bar situation.
He's an egomaniac.
He is.
There's no question about that.
I just don't know why you would assault somebody like that. If you're really a predator, wouldn't you try to kiss him or I don't know.
Yeah.
Seems weird.
Nah.
Or invite someone back to your hotel room. He wouldn't do it publicly in a bar where people could see that.
There's an actor model named Josh Kloss. Do you know who he is?
I know the story, the Katy Perry story.
Yeah, right. This is surfacing again because he's accused Katy Perry of sexually assaulting him at a roller skating rink. And I'm trying to put the theme here, powerful people. Epstein is an example. I don't know that we can apply it to the Don Lemon conversation. But in this circumstance, I've heard this before, not about this guy, but I've heard that Katy Perry has done this sort of thing, or at least has been accused of doing this sort of thing before, hasn't she? Isn't this pretty...
This is the first I've ever heard of. Yeah.
Really?
This story doesn't surprise me, though. I'm not surprised.
He was in her Teenage Dream music video, what, like 10 years ago or something, and I guess while they were filming, he's saying that she, like, I don't know...
Pulled his pants down
in front of a bunch of guys. So I was curious about this. So I went on his Instagram, and I'm very interested to see what else comes out about it, because he sounds like a ranting, like, crazy guy on Instagram. Like, you know, when someone's trying to prove their point, but they can't make any sentences string together, and he just, I don't know, he was all over the place, and that makes me always question someone's credibility a little bit when they sound like they have no idea what they're talking about. So, I mean, I believe that Katy Perry could do something like that, but yeah. I'm very curious to see if it actually, what she has to say about it, and if anything else comes out.
Anyway, he got paid $650 for being in the video. They filmed a kissing scene together, and he said that she was gross, and then she invited him to a strip club. Is she that bold? Would she likely take somebody to a strip club? She's a famous person.
She kissed the guy on American Idol,
I totally believe that.
Right? I can absolutely see her in her kind of like, I'm so kooky and weird kind of fake thing that she does. I could totally see her just grabbing this guy and flashing, you know, and pulling his pants down to show everybody else, like, wow, look at this guy. You know, I could totally see this happening. I don't want to blame her and accuse her, you know, but I would not be surprised if it turns out she did this.
All right. Just checking. It's 18 past the hour on the DJV show.
So have you ever heard it said that you don't really realize what you have until it's gone? I saw a picture of myself from over a year ago on social media, and seeing the progress that I've made felt great. I'm Phil, and I'm achieving my goals of losing weight and improving my health with Calitrin. I've lost 60 pounds, and it's helping me sleep better at night. Calitrin, it's science-based with 20 years of results, a safe, natural, and healthy way to lose weight without caffeine or stimulants. It's actually good for you. It gives your body back what it needs, and you're losing weight at a slow, steady pace, so you actually keep the weight off that you do lose. And the best part is, you enjoy all of the same foods you've always loved with your family and friends. And Calitrin, it doesn't interfere with any medications. Now, if you've got any questions about the product at all, you can call my friends there. They have live representatives who answer the phone, and they're always happy to talk with you. It's 833-TOP-LOSS or online. It's toploss.com. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or toploss.com.
Dried Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is what Flow from Progressive sounds like in one of our commercials. You may have seen one there on TV occasionally.
And speaking of motorcycle insurance rates, did you know that our basic motorcycle policies start at just $75 a year? And speaking of insurance, I just love...
And this is how that same commercial sounds on your motorcycle.
Don't you? And...
Yeah, everything's better on a bike. Progressive keeps you on yours. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Before he became your business partner, before you gave him his first bonus, before you put him on the payroll, before he was an unpaid intern, you saved his resume in your keeper's folder. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there. And right now, Staples' two-pocket poly folders are just 50 cents each, and 12 packs of True Red Black ballpoint stick pens are only 97 cents each. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only, while supplies last. Offers end 8/31/19. Limit 30 on folders.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
At the hour now on our DJV program, Jen Jen, Victoria, Kara, and you are messing with Miranda's head as she continues to shake off the emotional heaviness of the weight of these wings back in 2017, releasing the up-tempo Mess With My Head, latest preview of her upcoming album. She wrote the song with the High Women's Natalie Hemby and says, not too deep, not too heavy. You don't have to think too hard when you hear it. So what do you think when you hear it, ladies?
I like the sound of her album. We've heard a couple of songs from it already. I think this might be the second. And yeah, this, to me, feels more legit like Miranda. I think the last album was so dark and dramatic and trying to make a point and almost trying to defend the fact that her marriage was over with Blake Shelton that it just was almost distracting. I didn't listen to the last album at all, and I'm a Miranda Lambert fan. So this, to me, feels a little bit more like what she's, her brand, I guess.
Yeah. Sounds kind of poppy. She's the one, yesterday I asked you who is married to the cop. She is, isn't she?
She is, yeah.
She's the one who married the cop. Okay. All right, so
she thought he was part of the swag bag that GMA gives you after you perform.
Is that what she said, or that's just...
No, that's essentially, that's sort of like how it feels. She's sure. Like, oh, and I'll take that home with me, too.
I'll take that, too, right. So she's not a member of the High Women, though, Miranda Lambert.
She's okay. Got Pistol Annies, right, Jen?
Yes.
She's got her own
group of
super
women.
Group. Yeah, three women, yep.
Got it. All right, so then let's pay attention to what the latest is. Seems we're talking about the High Women with great regularity here on the DJV program. Randy Carlisle and the Shires forming this group, the High Women, as the female answer to the male country group, the Highwaymen. First order of business may have been considered blasphemy by rewriting Highwaymen, which is the 1985 theme song Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash, and Kris Kristofferson put together as an all-star band.
I'll take that ride again, and again, and again, and again, and again.
So, Jimmy Webb, who had his own version of this song back in the 70s, is a very prolific writer and singer, pop, a little country. Carlisle and Shires received the blessing of Jimmy Webb. They enlisted him to rework the lyrics on the song. So now Maren Morris, Natalie Hemby, Amanda Shires, and Brandi Carlile have premiered their version on Apple Music's Beats 1. I'm not familiar with that. Is that where more and more stuff is being released, ladies?
Yeah. Is Beats 1 British? I don't know. I don't have Apple Music. I use Tidal. But, yeah, it's one of the other music services like Spotify.
The Highwaymen's characters all die doing things that men do. Willie was a bandit. Johnny Cash drove a starship. Nobody knows why. I don't understand. I didn't know that part of the story. Is that what the story, the song?
I don't know the Highwaymen song, so do we have that, Kara, so we can play it and compare it? Because apparently that's what the template was for it. But you keep saying the Highwaymen, so I just assume you knew who they were and what their whole deal
I know
was.
Who they are. I don't know this song, though. I mean, I know what they did. They were one of the most fabulous stage presence these four had together whenever they were together.
I never knew this
nothing
was a group,
short of fabulous. Unbelievable energy.
Well, when you put together that talent, my gosh.
Oh, my God. They loved each other. You could tell that. So anyway, as they redid the song, Sheryl Crow appears in the track as a background vocalist with Jason Isbell playing the guitar. Highwaymen, the title track for the upcoming album set for release September 6th. There's Willie in that song.
Sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The two staffers assigned to watch accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein in a federal lockup cell reportedly slept for much of the time they were supposed to be guarding him. That's according to the New York Times. Epstein found hanged in his cell over the weekend. Former mayor of New York Rudy Giuliani is also a former prosecutor there, and he says that facility has clearly gone downhill in recent years.
I remember that facility as being one of the most secure facilities in America. Never had a problem with it because it was so well managed.
Giuliani speaking there on Fox News. China's foreign ministry telling U.S. lawmakers to keep their comments to themselves about violent crackdowns on protests in Hong Kong. The airport there has reopened after some violent clashes between protesters and police earlier this week. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Remembered, I never got to, after all that stuff in the last half hour, you making fun of me, where the sharks are, we never got to the shark story.
Oh.
So we better get to
the
that.
Sharks are right off of your coast.
Where the sharks are, where the sharks are. Also, we ought to have a Trump update, but first, the trending scandal of the day here on the DJB show, as portrayed by Victoria Keelan. Jennifer will be all ears because she loves scandal. Karen's pretty modest when it comes to these sorts of things. She usually is very conservative and doesn't want to know too much about the scandals.
I want to know a little
Karen
bit.
Karen knows a lot of the juice.
Really?
Yeah, she's the Google queen. She is the Google queen.
Is she really? So here's this couple, supposedly reality TV show stars. I never heard of them, but you said this is trending everywhere. That
yeah.
Julie and Todd Crisley story. They look like a couple of cretins to me.
Well, it is a very popular show. It's called Crisley Knows Best. It's been on for years now at this
Where?
Point.
Where do you see it?
Is it on Bravo?
VH1, isn't it?
Or E. One of the
E. It was E. That's
E.
Right.
Yeah.
He looks like a creepy, crawly character.
I am not a fan of Todd Crisley. I think, I just think the whole thing is really phony. I've only seen the show in bits and pieces, and it didn't hold my interest. But they are still a popular family, and the show is popular. And now they are in big trouble because they were both the parents, Todd and Julie, have been indicted by a federal grand jury on tax evasion as well as other financial crimes. And this has been handed down in the Atlanta, Georgia, Northern District. They say that their former accountant, his name is Peter Tarantino, that he is the real culprit here. He's also facing the same charges as the Crisleys. And so Todd Crisley released a statement on Instagram and said, basically, I've never talked about this publicly before, but there's been a cloud hanging over Julie and me and our entire family for the past 7 years. It started back in 2012 when we discovered that a trusted employee of ours had been stealing from us big time. And so Crisley basically goes into details of all the phony documents that he says this guy created. He forged signatures. He threatened other employees with violence if they said anything. He claims that he found out that their house had been illegally bugged, that this guy had done it. And so he said, needless to say, we fired him and took him to court. That's where the real trouble started. And to get revenge, they're alleging that their former accountant took a bunch of phony documents to the U.S. Attorney's office, and now the three of them are literally all in the same boat. And so we'll see where it goes from there. But it's not great news for the Crisley family, and it's kind of looks like it's leaning towards some jail time. I mean, if the situation from Jersey Shore, if he got 8 months on what were considered to be very minor level tax evasions and only a $10,000 fine, this seems to be a lot more serious if a grand jury is involved.
All right. So wish them well or not, whichever. yesterday, at this time, we were talking about that Chris Cuomo thing. We were just Don Lemon had our attention the last half hour, CNN lead reporter. And now there are people continuing to talk about Chris Cuomo, who over the weekend got into an altercation with somebody. That wasn't in a bar, though. Wasn't it at the beach or something? Where was that?
It was a restaurant, I think. Right?
Restaurant. That's mm-hmm. it. Yeah. Okay. So the story continues with Meghan McCain saying that if this happened to a woman in the news media, she wouldn't get away with what happened when, if you didn't hear the story, when Chris Cuomo was approached by somebody and they got into an altercation and Chris Cuomo started yelling at him and it wasn't a pleasant conversation. The words were quite distinct, shall we say. And so what Meghan McCain basically said is that in the circumstances, if somebody had done the same thing that happened, the ethnic slur that was used by Chris Cuomo would never have made it through the mix. The CNN is basically, you know, he's... You know, they're standing
Wait,
up for
I'm
Cuomo.
I'm confused. Wait. She said that the ethnic slur was thrown at Chris Cuomo. It wasn't used by him.
Right. Well, yeah. He said it was like the N-word.
Yeah. Right. But I'm confused what her statement is. So she's saying if this was a woman, what would happen?
She said she sort of was mocking, I don't know, there's a whole bunch of people. This becomes political. Maybe that's the best way of summarizing it. And I see we were talking about Meghan McCain.
I don't know that it does, actually.
Sean
Hannity came to Chris Cuomo's defense, saying no one should be attacked when they're out.
Trump made it political. He said, I thought this was Fredo also. The truth hurts.
Yeah, Don Jr.'s one started that. Yeah, of course. But, I mean, I'm talking about media personalities. I don't know that
Cuomo
Meghan McCain
said,
is making it political.
I'll blank up your blank.
Yeah,
throw you down the stairs.
And if you watch the whole thing, I mean, look, I think everybody deserves the right to go to dinner with their wife and their daughter and not be bothered. It bothers me when people do it on the other side of the aisle. It bothers me when they do it to Chris Cuomo. The only thing I would say that he should probably think about is the fact that he really put gasoline on it by threatening to throw the guy down the stairs and making it more of an intense interaction than it probably needed to be. And he probably didn't know he was being filmed. And so I think he even said
Meghan,
some things
you asked me what Meghan's, what Meghan's point was. All right, let me get
right,
the,
go ahead.
Because sometimes I go around the barn. What she said in her tweet was that no one woman in all of media could be filmed in public on an obscenity-filled tirade and rant like that and then get supported by their network the way that Chris Cuomo is being supported by CNN. That was the tweet.
Yeah, she's saying men get to be tough and swear women are unhinged if they do something like that.
I don't know. Maybe she's right. I don't know. Have we had? I don't think we have an example, so I don't know if she's right or not. But to go back to Jen's point, Chris Cuomo did actually say, he tweeted, appreciate all the support, but the truth is I should have been better than the guys baiting me.
Yeah.
This happens all the time these days, often in front of my family, but there is a lesson. No need to add to the ugliness. I should have been better. And then you're right. Sean Hannity also said, I say good for Chris Cuomo. He's out with his 9-year-old daughter and his wife. This guy's being a jackass in front of his family.
Yeah. Well,
in my honest opinion, he doesn't have to apologize.
Sean's had the same experience, frankly. I was trying to figure out why, who else was getting on to this. Dana Loesch, who appears on some of these same stations, is with the Radio America crew. She more specifically went to conservative women on the media. And I don't know if it gets down to that, but it is. It has become very political. I think that was the point, Jennifer, you were making about this, is once again, something becomes political that maybe ought not to be political.
I just don't think we need to go and attack people in their personal time. It was the same.
Right.
I felt the same when Sarah Sanders was attacked with her family and had to leave a restaurant. And a lot of politicians like Maxine Waters are calling for this. And I don't think it's the right thing to do. I don't care who you are. It, you know, not everybody is working 24 hours a day. Sometimes you want to have lunch with your kid and your wife, and you don't need someone talking to you about your job. And I know he's a public figure, so you have to expect some element of this. And that's why I say it's unfortunate it happened to him. He could have shut it down in about 30 seconds. He could have just said, hey, shut up, blank, you know, or something like that. But instead, he kind of ignited it, which is the only reason it went viral. If he hadn't engaged, we wouldn't have even heard about it, I don't think.
It sounds like it's happened so much that he just lost it this time. That he just, maybe
sure
he's ignored it in the past, and that's why it never became news. But
the funny thing is, he's the one that actually started this nickname for himself. He was on a radio show where he said, what am I, Fredo? And then a lot of people started running with the fact that he, you know, they call him Fredo now.
Fredo. It's time for the shark update, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
People on the Cape, surprised. Pair of shark sightings. First one took place off the coast of Provincetown, which is on the tip of the Cape. Spotted by boaters, great white. It was about 17 feet long. Now, I don't know how people measure that.
That's a big shock.
Yeah, but nobody was out, jumped out of the boat and went over with a tape measure. You can be sure of that, to measure this shark. But
when the shark is bigger than your boat, you can kind of have a pretty decent idea.
Well, the shark came over and bumped the boat, apparently.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have been too thrilled about that.
No.
Frankly. And then down in Badstable, passengers on a cruise boat saw a shark in the water there, so the beaches on the Cape were closed due to reports of shark sightings here and there. 180 sharks have been spotted in the coastal areas of the Cape this summer. And so, and the water's warm and will stay warm, at least, you know, if things stay the way they are. We'll have temperatures up until mid-September that'll be like this. That's not unusual to have September be as warm as August. So,
but if you're on any kind of boat that, you know, it would be like a regular fishing boat, the shark is bigger than your boat.
Yeah,
That's the kind, like, that freaks me out. If I'm on a bigger boat and I see a shark, a great white, okay, that's cool. But when it's bigger than the boat you're on, that's really
freaky. But supposedly what you hear from all the shark lovers is they won't bother you if you're not bothering them. How is it determined by the shark? Who's
I'm
the shark
gonna stick around to find out. Yeah.
Well, when it bumps your boat, it's investigating to see if you're food. So
it's a buffet. A buffet on the water.
Right.
Yum. 44 past the hour on the DJV program.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in
just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle.
It took 15 minutes to take a spirit animal quiz online.
Please be the cheetah. Please be the cheetah.
And learn your animal isn't the cheetah, but the far less appealing blobfish.
Oh, come on.
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 blobfish minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance at Geico. So let's check and see what the Trumpster is doing. The administration's acting head of citizenship and immigration with the interpretation of the inscription on Lady Liberty. What's that all about? Is that just another... News
media. It was a question that was asked at the press conference led by Ken Cuccinelli, who announced some new immigration policy, saying kind of similar to how people used to have to come here before with a sponsor, that there has to be some financial responsibility for people who are legally immigrating to the country because they're being overrun, obviously, in terms of services that are being used, being doled out on the expense of the government. So there's a new policy that goes into effect, and so somebody said, well, are we going to ignore what's written on the Statue of Liberty that we take your poor, your weak, your suffering, your everyone.
Give us your tired, your poor. The administration issuing final rules make it easier for the government to deny immigrants entry into the U.S. or change the immigration status if they deemed likely to use a wide range of benefits. Is that something that's new? That's something that ought to be considered anyway, right? Because a lot of people do come here just to get the benefits. That's kind of what that's the... Remember, I've told you the story about the Somalians who somehow or other have been planted in Lewiston, Maine, and they all have this... There's a club of them, and they all know that that's why they go to Lewiston, Maine, because they can take advantage of the public benefits there. So how does this change things, Jennifer? It requires to account... when you look at somebody's age and health and that sort of thing, if you're in poor
health.
You're also
looking at their financial responsibilities and what they come in with, what they're going to need once they get here. And it just gives the government more chance to reject people's claims if they feel like they're going to come in here just to exploit the system.
Mm-hmm. Well, isn't that why they come, though, many of them? That's why
Of them, they'd have to go through the asylum process, which is if they're coming here to escape something.
Wednesday, 10 before the hour.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Time for me to bark and be Captain Curmudgeon. All right, here we go. This is the DJV program. Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show is here visiting with us to help us celebrate. Oh, wait a minute. We're too late for this. It was International Cat Day the other day, and you weren't here, so we celebrated it without you, Warren. What an outrage.
Really? And I know how much you love cats, so every day is International Cat Day with you, Doug.
Yeah, right. Well, I don't mind cats. I just wouldn't have them around as much as I have. My affinity is for dogs and special dogs. But we went back in history, Warren, to the ancient Egyptians that were the first ones to civilize cats 4,000 or 5,000 years ago. I wonder what they were, what was going on with them before that. There are all kinds of different. There are cats and then there are cats. You know what I mean? They're domesticated cats. There's this new cat that we found around this area. Horrible creature. It looks like a cat, but it's something begins with an F. And it kills everything. Everything it comes in contact with, it kills.
I'm not familiar with that. Although the interesting about the Egyptians and cats, because the Egyptian word for cat is mao. M-A-U, and all the original cats, and there's a breed of cat called an Egyptian Mao, and every one of them, if you look at the top of their heads, has a perfect M on the top of their heads.
Really?
Huh. They're amazing cats, the Egyptian Mao. Yeah, they really had come. And you know what happened is the Egyptians loved their cats so much that when one of the pharaohs died, they would actually bury the cat, they would mummify the cat, bury the cat with them, and they would bury mice so the cat would have something to eat in the afterlife.
Yeah, that sounds very exciting. Let's go to the embalming.
People adore cats.
Yeah, right, exactly.
People love them, you know, they really do. Yeah.
There's an expression that we use often, you are what you eat. And perhaps one ought to keep that in mind when feeding your pet. most specifically, I was just talking off the air about the food. I'm trying to order some more food for Daisy that I get from the same company all the time. Very frustrating when you put the... I don't remember the website, so I'm just Googling, and all kinds of other names of dog foods come up. And it brought me around to thinking about a report that I read from a well-known vet who has been talking about certain dog foods and how they contain dangerous chemicals which will wreak havoc on your dog's body. In other words, your dog is, you know, like you. You are what you eat. So if you've got a dog that has more joint problems than you remember him or her having recently, smelly breath, smelly poop, that kind of stuff, itching, scratching all the time, you know, you could be feeding the dog the wrong thing, create heart disease, cancer, right? Isn't that the same thing that happens to humans?
Yeah, it's imperative to make sure that you give your dog or cat a high-quality food. But then again, it's so difficult for the average person because, you know, they see the commercials on TV, they hear all these stories.
All
so
these
they
beautiful
have to really
bags,
do their own research.
Colorful bags and stuff.
They have to do their own research. And, you know, it's interesting because if you speak to five different vets, you'll get five different answers in terms of what food to feed your dog. Some will recommend this brand, some will recommend that brand. So it's really difficult to get an honest answer unless you really take the time to do the research yourself. For example, the food I feed my own pets is a prebiotic formula, and there are so many foods out there.
Prebiotic instead of probiotic.
Well, no, no, no. Right. What prebiotics are, prebiotics actually feed and make the probiotics work better. So it's a great combination. So that's what I feed. But there are some great foods out there. You just have to really do your research. And you know what's interesting? That certain people that feed one type of food is like, my dog's coat looks great, and someone feeding the same type of food down the block is like, my dog's shedding has dry skin.
It depends on their all. All different, right? I mean, you got to figure out, you know, all dogs like humans. Some people react differently. Some people don't like gluten. Some people are allergic to peanuts. Well, that stuff applies to a cat or a dog, doesn't it?
It's digestibility. That's the most important thing. You can go out and spend $100 on a bag of dog food, but if you're cleaning up $90 worth of dog poop, it's not benefiting the dog at all. So you have to make sure whatever type of food you're feeding your dog is being absorbed and those nutrients are really being taken into. That's why I use the prebiotic formula. But that's so important because, again, the more you spend, people think the more they spend on something, the better the quality. That's not always the way it is. And a lot of these foods are made in the same plants. They just have different packaging, so you got to be careful about that as well.
Yeah, a lot of it is just it's a joke. The color, the beautiful greens and blues, and these names that make you think, oh, this is wilderness, this is great. I'm going to feed my... And it's garbage.
And the whole thing from dogs coming from wolves, you know, dogs have been domesticated a long time, so dogs don't eat the same way wolves do. So it's really important to do that research. There's lots of great information online, and that's where people need to head if they want to keep their pets healthy.
All right, what you feed your pet? An important focus. Thanks to Warren Eckstein. Check out his website and the show, The Pet Show, at thepetshow.com. 59 after on the DJ B Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.